Lots to look forward to this weekend, and I suppose the All-Ireland series, does it come with a big health warning, does it, Brendan? Because we've seen what happened last weekend, where three of the provincial finalists were beaten, so they were. Now, the provincial winners have, from the weekend before, have had an extra weekend, you could say, heading into the games this weekend. But there's this sort of warning around the opening games in the All-Ireland series that those sides that have got to provincial finals, that the recovery time and the prep time just doesn't seem to be adding up. So it's certainly going to make for an interesting weekend, but as I said, one that comes with a warning.
Absolutely, Oisín. Like, you look at last weekend's results, and particularly, I suppose, the Cavan Mayo one, Mayo coming off the back of a Connacht final defeat against Galway, and Cavan going down, no one really expecting much from them, apart from their own supporters, maybe. And I don't know if there were too many of them down in McHale Park last Sunday, by all accounts, but they really turned Mayo over, and by all accounts, Mayo weren't at the races at all, so they weren't. And, you know, again, you had, you know, Clare, who were in the Ulster final, you down, going down, beating them. Now, that would have been expected, I think. I don't think that's a major surprise in that respect. Down, we saw Down were very competent against Donegal in the quarter-final of Ulster semi-final, Oisín. And then you have, you know, the big one, then the Dubs going down, beating Galway. The Dubs waiting in the long grass for a few weeks. Galway winning a very tough, tight encounter in the Connacht final against Mayo. And just Dublin were phenomenal last weekend. And anyone that discounted them prior to last weekend, they're certainly back in the mix now, Oisín, so they are. And we saw their, you know, the likes of Conor Callaghan, Kieran Kilkenny turning in, you know, huge performances for them. So they're going to be a threat for any team down the line. But yeah, you know, the structures are something that I think the GAA would probably need to look at. You look at Donegal, and they've already played Derry, Monaghan, Down, Armagh, and now going up against the formidable force that is Tyrone, and after that then kind of Cavan and Mayo. So there's no break really for Donegal, so there isn't. And, you know, coming off the high of what was an extremely tough game, tough Ulster final against Armagh, we saw so many players going down with cramp, etc. So the recovery time isn't huge. But listen, they've had 2 weeks. I'm sure they'll have sat up and seen last weekend's results and taken note. And, you know, it's now all about getting ready for Saturday night and getting the bodies ready for that, Oisín.
Yeah, and Tyrone are very much in a similar situation to that of Dublin get onto this game, Brendan.
Oh, listen. And Tyrone would consider themselves, I think, very unlucky to lose out in that game against Armagh, Oisín, in the semi-final. Or, you know, you would have thought, looking at it coming down the line, that Tyrone were going to get across the line. But, of course, Armagh got a turnover on young Rory Canavan up the field, and Rory Guggan then kicking a winning score to win it for them. But, like, there's so much talent within that Tyrone team, Oisín. And, you know, they've been waiting in the long grass. I'm sure, you know, they're a proud footballing county. They've won four All-Irelands in the last 25 years. They're going to be gunning for Donegal this weekend, so they are. And they'll have known for a few weeks that it was probably going to be Donegal or Armagh since the draw was made. And they knew either of them games are enough to whet the appetite of the Tyrone Gaels. So they'll be gunning for this game. Of course, you know, you go back to their game against Armagh, there was obviously talk after of an illness bug running through the camp, and the likes of Matty Donnelly didn't start, Petey Hart didn't start, and then you have, what you call him, Paddy Hamshy, supposed to be back in the mix again now too. So, you know, there's so much, as I say, there's so much talent within that, and you look at the full forward line against Armagh that day of Darren McCurry and the two Canavans, Rory and Darragh Canavan, and, you know, they're just so good, Oisín. Now, I suppose the only thing is they're three of similar type footballers, so it'll be interesting to see if they do mix it up with maybe a Petey Hart in at 14 or a Matty Donnelly in at 14 this weekend to try and change the balance of that full forward line. But there's no doubt in their ability to get scores, and on their day, they can be devastating.
Yeah. As you say, Tyrone have been waiting in the long grass, but Donegal will have a pump on their step. They're Ulster champions once again. They're playing at home as well. Are they factors which are good enough for Jim McGuinness's side to get through this game, Brendan?
Definitely. And, you know, Donegal are going, ticking along nicely without kind of, you know, hitting the heights that many would expect them or would want them to hit, kind of thing. And they've been dovetailing in big performances from different players, different weekends. Obviously, if the consistency of the likes of Brendan McCall, Sean Patton, Ryan McHugh, Michael Murphy, you know, Kieran Thompson, you have the consistency performances of them, but it hasn't all just clicked 100% for them, I'd say, themselves yet. You know, Patrick was quiet in the Ulster final. We saw Oisin Gallen with a devastating 5-minute, 10-minute spell, and, you know, really good to see him come back to form. And, you know, even the subs that came in, the likes of Niall O'Donnell, Steve McMenamin, and Owen McHugh in particular, you know, they had a huge impact on the game. And as it turns out, they were the second batch of subs that went in the Ulster final. But that's all good for competition within the squad and confidence in particular of them, particularly of Oisin Gallen and Niall O'Donnell, two forwards. Forwards are all about confidence, Oisin. And to see them two back on form and hopefully carrying that through to the weekend is a huge lift for Donegal. So, yeah, they're going to be going in. I suppose the big thing for them will be if the bodies are recovered, because it was such a demanding physical and mental game, the Ulster final. So the recovery from the physical side of it would have been first, and then mentally getting their head around the challenge of Tyrone that they posed this weekend for the last 10 days would have been their primary focus. And listen, Jim McGuinness, we know his record in Ulster. Interestingly, I suppose Malachy O'Rourke is the only manager to have got the better of Jim in Ulster in 21 games, Oisin. So I know this isn't Ulster championship, but Malachy O'Rourke, a highly respected coach, and I'm sure he'll have watched Donegal a couple of times now. He'll know what their strengths are and any perceived weaknesses. He will be going for them, gunning for them, Oisin.
Sean Patton may or may not line out. We do know that he's been in a boot since the Ulster final. We wait to see what his availability is going to be. But for a game of this size, even if Sean wasn't available, it would be a blow. But listen, Gavin Mulroney can come in and can do a fine job, Brendan.
He can, and he has done previously. I think last year he played, Sean wasn't available, if I remember rightly, for a game last year, Oisin, and Gavin came in and did well. But you want Sean Patton on the pitch, so you do, particularly these type of games. And kickouts have become such a huge factor in games now that, you know, they're 50-50, really. A lot of them are just pumped out the middle. But Sean's ability to ping one when your team is really under pressure is enormous, so it is. And, you know, we saw in the Ulster final, Michael Murphy come tearing through the middle and Sean just pinging him. The ball didn't go above 5 feet in the air and just pinging him through the middle. And it was crucial possession for Donegal at that stage of the game. And that's what Sean does. That's what Sean has in his locker. So obviously all Donegal supporters and Gaels will be hoping that Sean is okay and ready to go. And if not, as you say, Gavin Mulroney then will step up. He's been involved in the squad for the last 2 or 3 years. He understands what the team want and what the team need. So I'm sure he will step in and do the job very well. But as I said, Sean Patton, you want to see him between the sticks on Saturday evening.
And of course, the other end is we've got Niall Morgan for Tyrone, who didn't have the greatest day against Armagh. But when Morgan can go in form with kicks and work up the field, he can become a real added threat for Tyrone.
Oh, 100%. Like, he's a top class goalkeeper. And you correctly said, like, he'd a bit of a nightmare against Armagh in the semi-final, really struggled. And I think that you can attribute a lot of that to Armagh and their aggressive press and the way they cut out his long range kickouts also. And, you know, definitely he's someone that I'm sure will get a lot of Jim's and the management team's attention this week as they, you know, study what he does and how that can be counteracted. And, you know, it'd be something, you know, Ethan Rafferty in goal for Armagh is a similar type goalkeeper, likes to get up the field and likes to be involved in the play up the field. Will we see Niall Morgan do much of that this weekend? It'll be interesting because, you know, you send him up, Donegal can be devastating, particularly if Sean is in the goals on the break kind of thing. And if he goes too deep, he could be caught with the pace that we know that Donegal possess when they do get a turnover. And they are running. They've got some serious pacey runners, and I'm sure Tyrone and Malachy O'Rourke will be thinking of that too. But that's the beauty of it, Oisin. You have two great exponents. We had the same in the Ulster final. You have two great exponents in Sean Patton and Niall Morgan of the current day goalkeeper, but two completely different sides of the coin, I suppose, but both well capable of having a huge influence on the game.
Yeah. What's the other key matchups do you feel is going to be vital in this game, whoever comes through at the weekend, Brendan?
Well, obviously, Darren McCurry is a huge threat, in the, you know, and he's playing some brilliant football. Like some of the scores he scored, some of the points he kicked against Armagh were outrageous. So they were, you know, in the semi-final. He's in great form. He's going to take a lot of curbing. Then you have Darragh Canavan. Didn't have his best of games maybe in the against Armagh, but we know what he's capable of. So tying them two down is going to be huge. And I suppose the big one then, when you're looking at it off the other side of the field, they expect Peter Teague to mark Michael Murphy. Now, there is also the option there if Paddy Hansey is back, who has had previous encounters with Michael down through the years. But whoever takes on that task, it's an onerous task from the point of view that Michael has been so consistent in all the games. And he just does the simple things well, Oisin. You know, I suppose, you know, we'd like to see him play at the edge of the square. You recall that monumental catch he made, one-handed catch he made at one stage in the Ulster final. We'd like to see him in there and get more of that. But his influence when he comes out the field too is massive. And it's just his calmness on the ball, his composure, and, you know, he's just always appears to be in the right place at the right time. So getting that mix right for Malachy O'Rourke was who marks him inside and who takes him out the field will be key too. But, you know, both teams will be lining up their respective matchups, and I suppose we'll wait to see what they are at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening, but there will be some very interesting ones in that. Will Paddy Hampshire come back into the starting 15? You would probably expect so. And I would expect that Matty Donnelly would come back in, because you just feel that that Tyrone full forward line needs that bit of power, a bit of strength inside, so it does.
Yeah. Well, Jim McGuinness make a number of changes from the last day that lined out in the Ulster final.
I suppose it depends on fitness, Oisin, but when everyone is fit, you would think that that was, you know, nearly his strongest team going out the last day. Maybe Jason McGee, but the, you know, there was a bit of a worry about Jason maybe having a calf injury after the game. But certainly there's a lot of consistency within that team. It's just for it all to pull it all together. And I don't anticipate, barring injuries, too many changes in the starting 15. You know, spoke earlier about Oisin Gallan coming back in, regaining his form. Niall O'Donnell now will be pushing hard, and I suppose it depends on how the last 10 days training went for him. You know, and Big Huey, who wasn't named in the starting 15 and started, had a massive game, and obviously his goal had a huge impact on that game also. So I don't anticipate too many changes on the Donegal team, assuming that all are fit. Now, the word is that Owen Ban Gallagher is back and flying at training. So he's obviously a huge boost if he's back. But starting him would probably be a bit much to ask, having not played much football over the last few months.
Yeah. And I suppose looking at the structure, I know we mentioned it earlier, Brendan, but like if you finish top of your group, you're going to play four games in a six-week period if you get to the quarterfinal. If you don't, you've got a prelim quarterfinal. So that would be five games with three of them on the bounce in a six-week period. That's a very big ask, is it, of groups of players, the way things are poised at the moment, if you're going to finish second or third in your group.
Yeah, that's the carrot to win the group, Oisin. You know, it's of huge importance to get that week off that the prelim quarterfinals are on, to finish top of your group, to avoid second or third if possible, because, you know, as you say, it is a huge task, both physically and mentally, on players to be, you know, because these are all big games. These are all big championship games against teams. So Cavan beat Mayo, they're going to be right up for it. Going down to Breffni Park isn't going to be an easy game. The last game then against Mayo, who'll be fighting strongly to, I suppose, to make a quarterfinal, having lost the first day, they have a big task ahead of them. So it's going to be huge for Donegal if they can finish top of the group to buy that week and to give a bit of recovery to the players. Because, you know, we have to remember Donegal have played four games already in Ulster, four tough championship games. And, you know, most of them are played in summer conditions, hot, heavy, or hard, fast pitches, you know. So it will take its toll on the bodies. So I'm sure that'll be foremost in Donegal's mind going into this weekend. If they get a win against Tyrone, then they're in pole position to drive on and finish top of the group. And that would be massive in the context of, your, as you say, you're coming up against a team then in the quarter final that has played a lot, played four games in 5 weeks.
Yeah. There is, of course, other games away from Donegal and Tyrone this weekend, notably Armagh and Derry. Armagh will be looking to put the wrong of the result in the Ulster final to bed now by getting back into action quickly against a Derry side who have failed to light up in the championship for, what, 14 or 15 months now, just one championship won for them in the last two campaigns in Ulster and indeed in the All-Ireland Series. So what are you expecting of this tie, and is it a game that you expect Armagh to navigate through safely, Brendan? They did, of course, do that at the end of the league, but can Derry cause them any problems at all?
Derry are the strange one, Oisín. You know, 14, 15 months ago, they were National League champions. Everyone was speaking about them as, you know, potential All-Ireland winners, and it's just gone downhill for them since then. I think, you know, you mentioned they've only had one win, and that was in championship. And I think that, well, they beat Westmeath, and they were, I think they beat Mayo on penalties last year. So they've really struggled, so they have, between injuries and management issues, etc. So, again, I suppose the fact that they have been, you know, off for the last 6 weeks kind of thing is should be a plus for them. I'd say they got time to go away. And, you know, whether Paddy Talley can pull that all together in that period of time and get them back to, we know the talent they possess. We know the underage talent that they've put through over the last number of years. They had injuries going into that, into their championship game against Donegal. But, you know, they were poor that evening, Oisín, looking at them. They started off fairly well, first 20 minutes, 25 minutes. You thought they were going to provide a proper challenge, but they just faded away. They wilted in the second half. And, you know, it's a huge ask for them to go to the Athletic Grounds. Armagh have been in this position before. They were in this position this time last year. And, you know, we saw how they rebounded and went on. And I think we have a stronger Armagh squad panel this year. We saw the subs that they're capable of introducing in the Ulster final. They just look awesome at times. And, you know, they'll consider themselves very unlucky not to have won that Ulster Championship. They've been beaten in the last three Ulster finals on after extra time or on penalties. So they're a driven force. They're a driven team. They remind me a lot of maybe the Mead team of the late 80s, that they just don't give up. They always keep plugging away. And I expect the same for them. And I expect a huge performance for them in the Athletic Grounds against Derry at the weekend. Against the Derry team that are struggling, against the Derry team that they put four goals past in the National League. And okay, Shane McGuigan was sent off that day, and it was at the start of the new FRC rules, and they really struggled with 14 men when Shane had been sent off. But Armagh still put four goals behind them, or put four goals past them that day. So Armagh will certainly fancy themselves. I think they could be going in as hot favourites. It will be a surprise, based on what we know and based on current form, if Derry were to pull something out of the hat. But, you know, Derry have the quality. They have a lot of top, top players through the team. There should be, most of them should be available in the injuries cleared up, apart from Garrett McInnes, I think, who the cruciate. So I just think I can't see Anthony Noni and Armagh winning the Athletic Grounds this weekend, Oisín, to be honest with you. It would be a huge surprise, anything else.
Okay, let's look at the other groups. In Group 3, Louth, the Leinster champions, are playing Monaghan. Monaghan have been out for several weeks more, but Louth are provincial champions. They'll be looking to carry that form into their home tie in the All-Ireland Series. If they pull off the one against their neighbours and their Ulster opposition, it would be a fantastic start to the series for the wee county.
It would indeed, and it's a massive ask for them, Oisín, from the point of view, the euphoria of winning their first Leinster title in 68 years was, you know, you can only imagine, never mind the game itself and what it would have drained them on physically, just mentally, you know, getting across the line after being beaten in the last couple of Leinster finals is going to be huge for them. So they're going to be going in with a lot of hope against the Monaghan team, who were very, very impressive, I thought, against Donegal in the Ulster Championship. And these two sides met last year in it's much or less the same stage of the competition, and they played out a draw 2-10 apiece, Oisín. So there mightn't be a whole lot between them, but I think Monaghan are a better team than they were last year, as are Louth, obviously, you know, and getting that monkey off their back winning that Leinster title will give them a lot of hope. But I just feel Monaghan, you know, couple of weeks preparation for them, couple extra weeks preparation for them. Again, we spoke about it earlier, is waiting in the long grass for this challenge. That's, you know, unfortunately for Louth, the game, they don't have a home venue of their own, so the game is to be played in Newbridge. So there's no real advantage there for Louth in that respect. So I think Monaghan just may have a bit too much for them. As I say, I was hugely impressed with them in Ulster. Thought they, you know, they look like a team. It's amazing the way they can keep reinventing themselves over the last number of years. They've been in Thorn and Donegal's side over that period of time. We mentioned earlier how they were the only, Jim McGuinness's only block on his copybook from his previous time in charge. And they've reinvented themselves again with a lot of really good players. And they play a fast running game mixed interspread with good kicking. And, you know, they're going to fancy themselves in this group to go a long way. And I think they'll just have too much for Louth this weekend, Oisín.
Yeah, okay. And the other game is Meath against Cork, two sides that you would think are very well matched going into their Championship All-Ireland Series opener.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that, you know, both teams have played in Division 2 for the last 4 years. They've played each other four times and it's two wins apiece to each of them, Oisín. And, you know, both teams, I spoke previously about how I admire that team, Meath team of the late 80s, just with their grit and character. And we're seeing a bit of that comeback for Meath at the moment. So I think, you know, it's a difficult one to call. It's a long way back from that rivalry as such. It's a difficult one to call. But Meath have had a reasonably good campaign, getting to a Leinster final and been narrowly outdone by Louth there a couple of weeks ago. So they'll go into it with somewhat a degree of confidence. And of course, they're at home too, been Leinster finals against a Cork team that they're like a box of chocolates in some way. You don't know what you're going to get from the machine. And they were superb against Kerry in the Munster semi-final, but, you know, they haven't played since. Where, you know, how did they take that? They haven't really done well through the group stages over the years. So they haven't. And, you know, Cork football will always take second place to Cork hurling, and they won't bring much of a crowd up to Meath. You would expect Meath to, you know, to bring a big crowd to Navan, and that might be enough to get Meath over the line, but it really is too close a one to call that. So it is. And can Cork reproduce that form they did against Kerry when they, you know, they were just narrowly ousted? That will remain to be seen again at the weekend, Oisín, but it really is too difficult a one to call on that, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Brendan, moving away from the All-Ireland Series at senior level. At minor level, Donegal are opening their Tier 2 championship campaign with a quarter-final against Derry at Celtic Park this Saturday. That one starts at 12 o'clock. Donegal, of course, losing out in the Ulster minor championship semi-final to Cavan last weekend. Cavan on Sunday evening are playing Tyrone in this year's Ulster Minor Final. You've been keeping an eye on the minors in the province, so you have, Brendan, and you watched that Donegal-Cavan game last week. What sort of game can we expect from Cavan and Tyrone finally this coming Sunday?
Yeah, I suppose Cavan, you know, I think it's their first final since maybe 12 or 13 years, Oisín, and, you know, that was a team that went on then to win numerous under-21 titles back in the mid-noughties, or the mid-tennies. So, you know, they'll be really happy to get into a final. They had a really good win against Donegal last weekend. They'll be going in with a lot of confidence against the Tyrone team, who are always there or thereabouts. You know, Tyrone have this habit, as have Derry, of just producing fantastic minor under-20 teams over the last number of years. They've been the dominant force, along with Derry, at this minor level. So Tyrone's experience and know-how probably should be enough to see them through against Cavan. But, you know, again, it should be an enthralling encounter between these two counties. And, you know, we've seen Derry, you know, been a dominant force at minor level for a number of years. And again, drawn against Donegal, as it would turn out, it's somewhat similar to the senior draws, where the Ulster teams seem to be very hard to be kept apart. There's a lot of familiarity there. But going back to the Ulster final, you know, Cavan be delighted to be in it in the first place. They'll fancy their chances going in against this Tyrone team, who I don't think they're at the level of previous teams. So 50-50 game, but I think Tyrone's just know-how at that level and at this stage of the competition might just see them through.
Okay. Listen, Brendan, many thanks for joining us this evening on The Score. We do, of course, look forward to that Donegal game this coming Saturday evening. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's the start of the All-Ireland Series for the North West Counties. It's a big derby clash as well. And there is, of course, full live match commentary from that tie here on Highland. Brendan, you, of course, will be part of our commentary team once again this weekend. A match we're all looking forward to, and we'll be speaking more on it over the weekend. Thanks for joining us tonight, Brendan.
Okay, Ashin, look forward to the weekend.